I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, September 11th. The Quincy Fire Department will hold their annual 9/11 memorial ceremony this morning. Firefighters, elected officials, city workers, and the public will all gather in front of fire headquarters on Quincy Avenue at 9:45 this morning to mark the 24th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks in New York, Washington, D.C., and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The ceremony will also commemorate the first responders who died in the aftermath of the attacks. Massachusetts will also mark 24 years since the 9/11 terror attacks with remembrance ceremonies, a recognition of heroism, and a day of service in Boston. At 8 o'clock this morning on the front steps of the State House, there'll be a moment of silence and a reading of the names of 206 people from Massachusetts who were killed in the attacks. American Airlines Flight 11 and United Airlines Flight 175, which both took off from Logan Airport, were hijacked and flown into the World Trade Center in New York City. Mayor Michelle Wu will lead a wreath-laying ceremony at the 9/11 Garden of Remembrance in the Boston Public Garden at 1 p.m. Fenway Park will host the annual 9/11 Day of Service Blood Drive for the American Red Cross. Starting at 9 o'clock this morning at the track at New Balance, more than 1,100 volunteers will pack nutritious meals for the Greater Boston Food Bank. The service event is one of 24 across the country with a goal of packing 9 million meals to combat hunger. Between noon and 3 on the Rose Kennedy Greenway, hundreds of volunteers will put together military care packages for local veterans and troops. The event is a partnership between Home Base and Project 351. The public is invited to attend the Massachusetts Fallen Firefighters Memorial Annual Ceremony at 5 p.m. There will be a procession with firefighters, honor guards, and bagpipes at 4:45 from Boston Common to Ashburton Park. The ceremony, which is happening for a 17th year, will honor fallen firefighters and the victims of 9/11. A proposal for a new five-story, 62-unit apartment building in Wollaston has been approved by the Quincy Zoning Board of Appeals. Officials voted unanimously this week in favor of the plan for that new building at 18 Old Colony Avenue. An existing multifamily home will be torn down and replaced with the new apartment building with 98 parking spaces. The developer introduced a stormwater management plan designed to alleviate frequent flooding in the area of the CVS and a liquor store. Three of the newest Quincy police officers have officially graduated training. A ceremony was held yesterday at Faneuil Hall in Boston for new officers from around the state, including new Quincy officers Ryan Barretti, Natalie O'Donovan, and Will Blakeman. The officers recently completed 6 months of training at the MBTA Transit Police Academy and will now undergo the Quincy Police Department training program. The Quincy program consists of training in all divisions of the department and also being assigned to field training officers in the patrol division. A pedestrian who was seriously injured when he was struck by an e-bike in Boston near Copley Square last month has died. Crash happened at 11 a.m. on August 6 near the intersection of Huntington Avenue and Dartmouth Street. Witnesses said the man appeared to have severe head injuries. The man was rushed to an area hospital but died a few weeks later. He's now been identified by Boston police as 64-year-old Min Dang from Braintree. The rider of the e-bike who was delivering food did remain at the scene. A Braintree police officer's gun unintentionally discharged in the parking lot of the police station on Monday, with the bullet striking a parked car. The Braintree Police Department has not released the officer's name or rank. Police Chief Timothy Cahoon confirmed the incident in an emailed statement, saying, quote, We are investigating the occurrence of an unintentional discharge by an officer in the parking lot of the police station. There were no injuries, and it remains under investigation," end quote. According to the department, the officer immediately reported the incident to a supervisor. The officer's department-issued firearm has been taken for testing as part of the ongoing investigation. No one was injured in the incident. Quincy College and Service Employees International Union Local 888 have announced a new partnership that offers Local 888 members discounted access to the college's certificate and degree programs. Union members can choose from any courses within three main Quincy College educational pathways: healthcare, professional studies, and liberal arts, and receive a $300 per course discount. Members also have access to a dedicated Quincy College academic advisor to assist with course selection and enrollment. Now, September is Recovery Month, and the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office and the Way of Life Peer Recovery Center are throwing a big bash this weekend during Norfolk County Recovery Fest this coming Saturday. You can stop at the Braintree Public Safety Complex for a day of music and games celebrating hope and wellness in the community. Local artist Justin Clancy will perform alongside several other musical artists like Christian Champagne and the Kind Souls and the Glow. Attendees over the age of 10 can try the Sheriff's Zip Line, a graffiti wall with Swerve and J-Mac. There'll be games for all, including miniature golf, and complimentary food from the Sheriff's Tactical Picnic Unit. The event will be emceed by Mathematics. Recovery Fest begins this Saturday from 11 to 3 at the Braintree Public Safety Complex on Washington Street. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow fell 220 points. The NASDAQ rose 6. The S&P is up 19. Asian stocks mostly higher. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil at $63 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox lost to the A's in Oakland 5-4 yesterday, and they're back home tomorrow night at 7:10 to open up a series with the Yankees. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly sunny, the high of 78 degrees. For tonight, clear, low of 54. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, high 73. Saturday, sunny at a high of 75. Sunday, partly cloudy, maybe an afternoon shower. High Sunday, 74. The marine forecast calls for 1 foot waves. Winds north, 5 to 10 knots, become easterly later today and a high tide at 2:40 p.m. Sunrise, 6:19, sets at 7 p.m. Traffic note, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open at 11 o'clock this morning. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, September 11th.